A common question for new flippers is regarding setting up their business entity for your flipping business. Questions like, what type of entity? When should I set it up? How much does it cost? And how do I set it up? And these are all good questions. And whether you're planning on flipping houses part-time or full-time, there are tremendous benefits to having a business entity to operate your flipping business. So in today's video, I'm gonna show you the two reasons why you need a business entity, the right business structure for flipping houses, and the four steps to getting your entity set up in less than 5 days for less than $130. Coming up is getting your business entity set up, and we're starting right now. Hi, it's Jerry Norton, and first and foremost, before I dive into this topic, I need to cover my butt. So, I'm not an attorney or a CPA, I'm not giving you legal advice. You are a big boy or a big girl and you should always seek competent legal advice before transacting in real estate or creating a business structure. Now, most people recognize the importance of having a legal entity in place when operating a house flipping business. On this video, I'm gonna cover the two primary reasons why you really should set up a business structure before transacting any deals, the right structure for getting started, and the four steps to getting your entity set up and operational. All of that coming up, but first, if we've never met, I'm Jerry Norton, and this channel is dedicated to helping you make money right now in real estate, not later in 10 or 20 years, or even 3 to 5 years, but right now so that you can achieve true financial freedom and live your dream life. Consider subscribing to my channel and click the bell icon to get notified when new videos are released. The first reason you should set up a legal entity is for legal protection. Activities performed within a legal entity provide you, the owner of the entity, some legal protection in the event you get sued. Now, this is a little less important when wholesaling, but you should never take title in your personal name. Taking title in an entity provides you with what's called a corporate veil. And in the event of a lawsuit, in order to come after your personal assets, they would have to pierce the corporate veil. Having a legal entity gives you that added protection. For example, let's say you buy a fix and flip property and someone trips on the sidewalk in front of your house and gets hurt and they sue you. Now, if you own the property in your personal name, they can come after you and all of your assets. If you own the property in a legal entity, the liability is limited to what that entity owns, and in order to come after you personally, they would have to pierce the corporate veil in court. But here's the reality. An ambulance chaser will go after you if you own the property in your name because you're an easy target. If you own the property in an entity, the ambulance chasing attorney will require a $5,000 or $10,000 retainer from the client, and 90% of lawsuits will never happen. The second reason is for tax purposes. The IRS tax code allows you as a business owner to take advantage of write-offs. Things such as business meals, travel expenses, car mileage, etc. Even some education can be a write-off. Be sure to consult with your CPA, but you want to take full advantage of these benefits even if you're a part-time flipper. Now, before we talk about what business structure to set up and how, let's address the when. The most common advice I hear is, don't worry about your entity right now. Just go do some deals and you can get that set up later. Now, I think this is bad advice for the two reasons that I just gave. And the reason why this advice is given is because most people think setting up a business structure is difficult, time-consuming, and expensive. But the reality is it's not difficult. You can get an entity set up usually in under 5 days, and sometimes the same day, and on average it costs around $125 if you do it yourself, which I'll show you. Now, there are a number of ways you could structure your business, but the most flexible, easiest to set up and operate is a limited liability company, or LLC. Now, there are four steps to setting up your LLC. And the step one is to go to a website called howtostartanllc.com. What's great about this is they do all of the steps for you. You choose the state from the drop-down menu and you follow the instructions. The average cost for filing an LLC is $127, but it can be as low as $40 in states like Kentucky and as high as $800 in California. Now, the average time to get your entity filed and set up is 3 to 5 business days. And some states like Colorado and Florida, you can do it in the same day. What's great about the site howtostartanllc.com is they do the entire process to get your entity set up, including your operating agreement. Okay, step two is to get your EIN. Once your LLC is registered with the state and active, you need to get your EIN number. Now, this notifies the federal government that you have an entity and you'll be operating business. The EIN is the Social Security number for your business, a number which uniquely identifies you as a tax-paying entity to the IRS. Now, to get your EIN, there is a simple form that you need to fill out. Just go to irs.gov/EIN. Now I'll put the link below. Now this is free and maybe takes 10 minutes to get. You can even do it over the phone. The next step is to take your paperwork and your EIN and open a business checking account. Your LLC needs its own dedicated business checking account. Checks coming to your business will be made out to your business, and you'll deposit those checks in your business account. Don't deposit checks made out to your LLC into your own personal checking account. The technical term for that is called commingling of funds, and that is no bueno. If you want to get funds from your LLC checking account to your personal checking account, you have to do what's called a distribution. If you want to pay money from your personal checking account to your business checking account, for example, if you want to reimburse your company for expenses that you put on your personal credit card, you have to do what is known as a contribution. Now, the flow of funds has to be done properly, otherwise you could get yourself into a mess down the line. The cost to open a checking account is usually $20 to $30 on average, but I'll provide a link to a list of banks that offer free business checking accounts. Time to complete this is maybe an hour or two at worst. Now, don't forget to order business checks. And a quick tip, I like to pay contractors and vendors via ACH direct deposit, so make sure your bank offers that service and ask how to get that set up. And the fourth step is, now that you have your business, I recommend that you get a part-time bookkeeper and a bookkeeping software such as QuickBooks to make sure you track things properly. What I did, even up until I was doing 5 flips a month, was I had a bookkeeper come in once a week for a few hours, and they entered all of the checks that I had written into QuickBooks, and they balanced the books with my online banking and etc. And you are going to need a tax advisor and CPA for your year-end taxes. Now, the CPA firm that I use and my elite mentoring students use specializes just in real estate. That's all they do is real estate. Now, I'll put a link in the description. Let them know Jerry Norton sent you, and they'll take really good care of you. Now, if you don't want to do any of this that I detailed in this video, my recommended CPA, he can do it for you, and it's really reasonable. And one final thought on this topic, setting up an LLC takes house flipping from a hobby to a business. Treat it like a business, and you'll show up every day with a totally different attitude than if this was just a hobby. And to help you treat this like a business, I recommend you get my house flipping deal management software called Flipster. If you've never heard of Flipster, it's a cloud-based, all-inclusive house flipping deal management system. Not only does it organize, streamline, and automate all of the steps to flipping houses, but it actually finds and funds deals for you. It's really awesome, so whether you're looking to do your first deal or you're already doing deals every month, you owe it to yourself to check it out. Just click the link in the description. Now, if you learned something in this video, show some love, hit that like button, and if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to my channel. I'm dedicated to helping you make more money and less time flipping houses so you can live your dream life. Click the bell icon to get notified when new videos are released. And remember, it's not about the money, it's about having the time and freedom to be, do, have, and give everything you want in life. That's what it's all about, and I'll see you on the next video.